Hello, 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 beautiful people. You're listening to Radio Veritas. We can be found on 576 Medium Wave, 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel, Facebook page, Radio Veritas South Africa, Twitter handle at Radio Veritas, Instagram at Radio Veritas, streaming audio, radioveritas.co.za.
Oh gosh, I'm under so much pressure.
And the time, guys, it's 3 minutes after seven. The show is the T Junction. My name is Babi Wabatutwewu, and with me here are two. I don't know how to introduce them, so I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey, yeah, I know this Women's Month thing is going to be a long one.
It is going to be a long one, eh?
It's going to be a long one, eh?
Nevertheless, introduce yourself and then you can pass me the pass.
Me,
you guys are not fair.
Me, I'm trying to empower women, yeah, and then the women don't come here feeling empowered already. It's 4 minutes after seven on the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. It's Radio Veritas. It is the T-Junction. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, and also on streaming audio www.radioveritas.co.za. My name is Tiso Musiwe, co-hosting, emphasis on co-hosting, with Lee, also co-hosting.
They are co-hosting, but they're shaking heads when I talk, so I don't know, I don't understand what they mean.
I learned again that
they because you're putting me under pressure.
Our host is waiting. Driver straight. She comes in, takes the steering wheel.
Let me introduce myself.
I'm on radio. Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
There we go.
Pela, you are the one who are leading
No,
us.
It's fine.
It is fine to introduce myself.
Yeah, well.
Good morning, South Africa, and good morning, the world. This is LWE, the voice of Africa. This is Radio Veritas. Good morning to everyone. Thank you, Babi, for opening
Babi, not Babi. Babi is a doll.
Okay. Babi, thank you very much for linking us to the first link. So we're going to take the back seat as we're going to be the one who leading the...
Please take the back seat. Ne?
Yeah, we are the back.
So make no mistake.
Oh, okay.
Take the back seat. Shut up until I tell you to say something.
You're so rude. Shut up.
No, shut up.
We don't use that kind of
shut
language.
Shut up. Like, shut your mouth.
It's going to be a long one.
It's going to be true.
It is the women's. Yeah, it's a women's month edition. The way this show started off, yeah, you can tell a woman is driving this. But anyway, lady, what song are we starting with to empower women?
Lyra's version of Something Inside So Strong.
Okay.
We want to set the tone the day, for the month. And yeah, this is for all the women. Please listen with care and diligence.
It's kind of a cheek.
I'll give my cheek.
The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The further you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong. Know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. Something inside so strong, oh, something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho. Our lives will come tumbling down. you squander wealth that's mine, my light will shine so bright it will blind you. Because there's something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong, you thought that my pride was on, but no, something inside so strong.
T-Junction on Radio Veritas. Good news and great music for a change.
Hola, hola.
This is L2 Sounds.
Chilling with Diso on the T-Junction Radio Veritas. Good news for a change. Let's keep it simple. Sava creative is almost.
It's very good.
Oh,
Good morning and welcome if you've just joined us. The time is 15 minutes after 7 and you're listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news for a change. We can be found on 576 medium wave, 870 audio DSTV bouquet channel, audio streaming www.radioveritas.co.za, Twitter handle
It's Radio Veritas. SA Facebook page.
No, echoing. Sorry.
Yeah, echoing. No, maybe we'll change your headsets.
I can hear myself twice.
Yeah, no.
But just focus and be a professional so that we are listening.
Okay.
Yes. You still at Radio Veritas. You gave us the Twitter handle.
And then there's the Instagram page at Radio Veritas.
Yes.
My name is Babi Wabatu, and I will be here for the month of August representing and empowering women, and I hope it will be a joyous ride.
The two songs that we just heard, who are those people who sing those songs?
Oh, gosh, pressure. Kanakima, Lira, Something Inside So Strong, and the other one, Kinaima K, Leli Langale, Elami. Yeah. And remember, Tuesday's Women's Day.
Indeed, this day is yours.
And all the women.
And all the women out there.
I'm being grilled.
No, you know what? You're doing okay.
But guys, it's not fair.
The only way to learn the ropes is to do what we are doing now. There's no easy way.
You should see them. They're like, and then.
No, but don't you think when you're listening at home, you want to hear who are people who are singing?
Yeah, I know.
Want to know.
Once again, the next song will help you out with those headsets.
Because they're fascinated.
I can see them. She's struggling.
Yeah, and happy women's
It is the T-Junction, the Women's Month edition for the month of August. Tuso is away uko Kimberley this weekend. Next week, hopefully, it's again.
I need you.
She'll take the leadership role.
Let's not be hard.
But you guys are mean.
But what have you done now?
No, you guys are mean.
Just be you, Babi. Just be you. Really want you to
be Mara, I'm trying to be me.
Just be you.
You're in my way. You're staying in my way.
Okay, Babi, just tell us what you need to do, Babi. We'll do it.
You know what? I'm going to empower myself. And the women at home, I brought one of my favorite books. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And there's a passage that I've chosen, so bear with me. I'm going to read it. And it reads as follows. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. You love your body just the way it is. And you love your emotions just the way they are. You know that you are perfect just as you are. The reason I ask you to imagine these things is because they are all entirely possible. You can live in the state of grace, the state of bliss, the dream of heaven. But in order to experience this dream, you must first understand what it is. Only love has the ability to put you in the state of bliss. So I hope you got that. It's basically about love. And my interpretation of this is that you have to first love yourself. And accept yourself as you are for us to be able to accept you as you are. And so with that, I want to say to you guys, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
I love me. So just deal. Okay?
Okay. Why, Karin?
Why this message is for us?
Yeah.
No, it's not for you. No, it's for the women, guys. I'm just trying to empower women out there. And I'm really just saying, I think our biggest challenge as women is that issue of self-love. Mm. We don't accept ourselves as we are, and most of us feel validated only if we have certain material items. And for women, it's mainly if you have a man, you know,
mm-hmm.
You only feel validated by if you have a man. If you don't have a man, then you feel like you cannot be complete. And the truth of the matter and the fact is that you complete yourself. There's no one outside of you that can complete you. You own everything that you need within you to be complete. So first be complete and then look for happiness outside of you.
That's so profound.
Okay, take pride in your singleness. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iba wena.
Single or not, ne?
Single or not.
Okay.
Finding yourself.
Be an individual also, even in a relationship.
Yeah.
Skabewa, all clingy, you want to see your man every second, you know, every minute, every hour. Just be you. Be an individual and be your own person. And I think that is so attractive. Doing you.
Yeah, that's so attractive. Doing you. Try to emphasize on finding your own identity to understand you, dealing with yourself, your emotions, and everything that you're going through, so that when you go to the outside, I can see through you. See?
So she's echoing the very same sentiments that you keep preaching about.
Life is all about compliments. So we're complimenting one another.
And exactly.
When she talks about love, it's so deep, you know.
Love. And people... People treat you how you feel about yourself.
Most definitely.
Exactly how you feel about yourself. If you reject yourself as a person, then the whole world will reject you.
Obvious. If you see yourself as rejection, they'll just reject you because you already, you know, put it out there, you know, in the universe. So what Barbie is saying, it's very powerful. So we're still listening, Bobby. Continue.
Hi, but what's next?
You are here too, man, you know?
Good job. Yeah. We've got guests, so stay tuned.
All right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a joyous ride for the whole month. Mm. I promise you, but you can tell me how you feel about what I'm doing. Give me feedback.
Okay.
And
our
studio line is 011-452-7115. 011-452-7115. Call us and tell us what you'd like to hear.
We still have an SMS line.
SMS line 41809. Mm-hmm. Guys, yeah. I'll get the hang of this, man.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about the guy.
Bear with me.
Focus on yourself.
You're pressurizing me.
One time when there's the studio.
And then there's an advocate on my left here. Going, okay, SMS, and then, I mean, come on, guys. It feels like I'm in primary school, where the teacher is like, yeah, rastation earring. No, I'm feeling very insecure right now.
No,
don't. Guys, do I need moral support?
As you're doing you, be you now. We want to see that now.
But I'm me.
We're trying to accommodate you to be as comfortable as possible.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, right. We don't like pushing you over the edge, you know. I remember the first day when I came here, I thought this was gonna mama me and give me all what to say. She just said, there's a chair, there are headphones. You said, once you do this, go on, swim. I have to find my way. There's no easy way.
Today is different because I'm the main host. I usually don't battle because I'm normally the co-host. So today is kind of different.
No, don't battle.
Eyes are on me.
You are submitting to
pressure.
Yeah, to pressure. Don't. Be you.
But I'm under pressure.
Shout now.
You know what they say.
Don't.
If it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough.
Yeah, but now.
This is my passion and it scares me, guys.
It's 23 minutes after 7. By now, you should have killed those nerves.
I'm getting there.
They taught you about public speaking, right? And nervous and everything.
I'm getting there. Slowly.
Okay. She's a work in progress. 24 minutes after 7, the station is Radio Veritas. The good news for a change, the good news is that we have Babalo and Tuso hosting the show.
On the Women's Month.
For the whole month of August. Yeah. Since we take a celebrator, the month of... look at her, the way she's looking at me. Yeah, we're celebrating the whole month. Yeah, August being Women's Month. And Tuesday, it's Women's Day being the 9th of August. But you are Tintum Fazi.
Watintum Bogoto.
Yeah, I know. Spitting Bogoto.
Yeah, he is Bogoto.
Yeah, I know.
That's things are not working out for me.
I'll ask the question off air because I don't want her to feel intimidated.
No, you know what? I think I'm being sabotaged. My chair. It's got three legs. For right now.
let's get a song and then we'll try and sort by the
stay tuned, guys. Stay right there.
You have a lot to share, right?
Yeah,
you still have a lot.
I do.
It's only a drop in the ocean while we just
yeah.
So yeah, just be you. I think you're settling down. You're coming all right now.
You see, judgment on air.
No, Mori, you're coming all right. I'm giving you
judgment on air. Making, ticking the boxes.
I just received a message from Tefo Motsepe.
Earring.
Dumelang bagolo. Tlogelang go tlosa Babi.
No, mara Tefo vele. No, man.
Okay. Mina, I think Babi should tell us what she do. And then we'll just keep quiet.
Yeah, we can keep quiet. And then I told her I'll really chip in. Yeah. And
okay, you're talking. Can I get this straight? Ke kopatsa tsa di nako le di frequency, can someone else do that?
Okay.
Cuz I have to rehearse that and I'm not good at rehearsal. It puts me under pressure. Everything else I can handle.
Oh, tsa di nako. There's a corner.
Let's see if you can handle this.
Okay. Hello. Radio okay. Veritas,
okay,
my name is
Catherine from Pretoria North. Let me switch off the radio.
Okay.
Dumelang studio.
Dumelang guy, man.
Legay.
Letting legay.
Everything. No, I'm so happy to hear a young lady so confident.
Confident.
Oh, you make me proud, no?
You get level, Hatle. That's good to hear.
Honestly, I like the thing and how you accept yourself as you are. Don't care who somebody else or rank away.
Yes.
You are confident of what you are doing, then
yes, ma'am.
Very hold your hand very high. But you are just PhD, then you pull you down.
And they are very good at that.
Body to pull you down. Just tell yourself that I made in the image of God. I'm proud to be a woman. God knows why He chose to make me a woman.
Yes.
Happy Women's Day, my baby.
Happy Women's Day to you, too. Thank you for the call and the positive feedback.
Thank you so much, my
Have
love.
A good
Enjoy
month.
Your day.
You, too.
After 7, you are still listening to Radio Veritas. We bring you the good news and great music for a change. It is the Chi Junction, the Women's Month edition for the month of August.
It's gonna be
with our special guest for the whole month, Tlabele Babi, and of course, Tuso, when she comes back. Yeah, Tlabele Women Empowerment.
Hey, and I need you, Tuso, hey?
Kim. She's in Kimberley right now, but yeah, she'll be back.
And she's listening.
We hope so.
Next week, it's like Lily Sharp. No, don't worry. You are a work in progress. WIP.
I'm a work in progress. What's like?
There we go. Confidence is building up. 28 minutes after 7, we are found on 576 on Medium Wave, DSTV Audio K Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. Facebook page, Radio Veritas South Africa. Twitter handle, at Radio Veritas SA. Instagram, where you can check out and like our pics, our beautiful pics there at Radio Veritas. And our SMS line, get 41809. Do that, please, by starting with the prefix V-E-R-I, V-E-R-I. 41809 is the SMS line. And then, of course, our studio line, get 011-452-7115. It's the T-Junction. We're still tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations with Baba Law.
And Lee, the voice of Africa.
And we are here up until 9.
Yeah.
Women's Day.
Women's month.
Edition.
It's a woman's world.
Of course. And you know, the playlist, women, in case you hadn't noticed, we played Rekaileka Lira, Lerato Mlapo, Something Inside So Strong, and followed with Naima K. So it's females only. In the next one, it's a very powerful song.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Tell your friends. Mamelang, be empowered.
There we are. Stay tuned from the words of Fabi.
Yes, we've got more surprises.
We're looking forward to it. Linda, I'm looking forward to those surprises.
I'm a surprise myself.
I don't know what Fabi has in store for us.
I'm a surprise for Wena. I mean, Chevenki Mutlejwang.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. But the chair. Hey,
yeah, the chair.
That's flashy, Saman. You will have one girl like in the room. It's you. You are the boss.
Hello. Let's quickly play another powerful song, the form of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Yo, remember back when the book with cats used to harmonize like. Yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the day. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel yo. Real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots from the atmosphere. Yeah.
haunt you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. And you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo. Win, win, come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Poppy Yang. Like
you got yeah.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty basement, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 or 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
The name is Paige.
Hey, my name is Poetic Justice.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Black Faith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lerato.
Hello, my name is Bunjoyi. We are Digging Thoughts, and you're listening to...
Radio Veritas.
Hi, this is Helen Mube from Moya Parish in Tembisa. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news for a change.
We got Bongi.
Collins.
Vivo.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Okay, let's do it.
One more time.
Too nice. We had to do it again.
Come. One.
We got Bongi.
Comments.
Vivo.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Radio Veritas, the fun never stops.
Matins on Sunday, a program of music and words of inspiration every Sunday morning between 6 and 9 o'clock, with me, Colin York. The program will include the much-loved and ever-popular O Come, Let Us Sing, half an hour of sacred choral music. Matins on Sunday, only on Radio Veritas, where we bring you the good news and the good music for a change. Thank you.
Have you been missing out on your favorite Radio Veritas shows? Well, now you don't have to. We've teamed up with Iono FM to provide a free catch-up service that allows you to access them directly from your cell phone, PC, or tablet to listen to whenever and wherever you're ready. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. This will take you through to the page where you can select and play the show you missed or re-listen to something you heard on air and really enjoyed. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. You never have to miss out on your favorite shows with Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
The Holy Mass is the pinnacle of Catholic worship. We invite you to join us every day at noon for Holy Hour, when we will place your intentions sent by phone, email, or SMS on the altar during the live celebration of the Eucharist. Holy Hour, your peaceful oasis of prayer in the midst of the daily rush.
Well, I'm Chris Pochot, and that little bit of music is my theme that tells you that we're going to be talking about The Melting Pot. The Melting Pot is a program that I'll be presenting every Sunday evening, and we chat with people from all sorts and kinds of backgrounds, interesting things, challenging things, different things, and hopefully sometimes challenging and stimulating things. Tune in on a Sunday evening at just after 6, and you'll be able to hear really interesting, up-to-date, different insights into your faith here in South Africa. Look forward to being with you.
It is 870 on DSTV Audio Bouquet 576 on Medium Wave. That's your AM. And or you can also catch us live on www.radioveritas.co.za. We are live and interactive on Facebook. It's Radio Veritas SA. And we're also live on Instagram at Radio Veritas. And then you can find us on Twitter also at Radio Veritas SA. And then on studio line is 011-452-7115. SMS line is 41809. The song that we just heard now is Doo Wop That Thing by Lauryn Hill. Mambisa, legend.
The one and only.
Legend. Living legend.
Living legend. Living yes, legend. Lauryn Hill. That's a powerful song. She is a very powerful woman also. Eh? It is all about power empowering women today. Yes, Babi.
And let's not forget, guys, Ka Tuesday is Women's Day, right? It's the 9th, eh?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And there's lots of events happening, so engage, have fun, do something, participate in empowering yourself, because the effort has to come from yourself more than from outside of you. And there's also that event, Botibello. Remember, they were here the other day. Kadi 9.
Oh, yeah, it's happening on
go, the 9th. Go, Kasban.
Yeah, upstairs,
Baraki, the view. Mm-hmm. Entry is 250 rands. Unfortunately, I won't make it. But, hey, the 250 covers speakers, entertainment, food, and loads of fun, and most importantly, empowerment. So be there. And right now, we've got invites from left, right, and center. So, St. Albert's Parish in Vosloorus invites all Catholics to the priestly ordination of Reverend Tshepo Lekoko. Address is 1090 Mokgotlane Street in Vosloorus. It's today at 10 and lunch will be provided. You heard that, ne? Lunch, free lunch. It's free. You don't have to pay. And for more information, you need to contact Bongani Molefe on 011-906-3500. 011-906-3500.
The annual Radio Veritas SA Golf Day is fast approaching. The day attracts bishops, business, corporates, SA government officials, and many more to network with the pool of the likes of the like-minded church and business people. Contact Mahadi Butelezi on 011-663-4700. It's 011-663-4700 for more information. Event is at Serengeti Golf Club. Date on the 4th of October 2016. Umuhadi Butelezi for any information. If you want to be part of the golf day on the 4th of October, it's 011-663-4700.
And yes, happening also today is that monumental event, the Soweto Oblates of Mary Immaculate Priests, Maomi. They are inviting you to join them as they celebrate 200 years of their existence as a congregation. It's happening today, go Olympia Hall, Royal Showgrounds in Pietermaritzburg. I know it will be going down. It's the sky is going to fall. Go Peter
this today. Is over.
Contact Mayor Figi Lemlotwa on 078-476-9225. Well, I think it's about Fihilemo. If you must contact Mayor Figi Le, or you are thinking maybe heading there today, you know, go have fun and celebrate this immaculate event, OMI. So we're to Oblates of Mary Immaculate Priests. Is that all?
No, it's not all. I thought you were not done. Okay, Radio Veritas invites you to their Women's Day event. The theme is Mystics, Sisters or Strangers. The date is the 27th of August in 2016. The time is 12:30. It will be taking place in Bryanston Parish, Connor William Nicole and Sloan Street in Bryanston. And then entertainment by none other than the beautiful Swazi Dlamini.
Oh, my word.
And yeah, go and celebrate. And for more information, contact Mahadi Butelezi on 011-663-4700 or 083-992-0387. 083-992-0387.
Also happening today, so many events fund up. The Johannesburg Catholic Bible Foundation inviting you to their women's. Father Emil was complaining. So many Women's Day celebrations, but hey, it is their month. So yes, the Johannesburg Catholic Bible Foundation inviting you to their Women's Day celebration to celebrate the importance and role of women in the family, church, and in our society. Happening today. From 8 o'clock, so you have like 17 minutes to get there.
Radio on your way there.
Yes, of course. From 8 up until 3, got the small hall of the Cathedral Place, 186 Nugget Street, Koperia, Johannesburg. For more information, contact Sandra on 011-435-7488. 011-435-7488. The station you are listening to is Radio Veritas. The show you are listening to is The Teach Junction. My name is Tisom Sori. I'm rolling with
Baba Lotweu.
Lee, the voice of Africa.
Tremendously.
Thriving through trials and tribulations.
Every Saturday morning between 7 and 9. And being August is the month
of women.
Women's month.
Yes.
And for the whole Saturdays, it's August.
Yeah.
This lady here.
This beautiful lady. Don't forget.
Just laying back.
This beautiful lady right before my eyes. And the other beautiful lady who's now in Kimberley taking care of family stuff.
Yeah, they'll but she's with us in spirit.
Of course, they'll be taking us through the Teach Junction for the month of August.
Wow.
And shortly we'll have our guest. But I just want to talk about, guys, I don't know if you experience it, loneliness. Do you ever get lonely?
We do. Who doesn't get lonely? Time and again.
No, but I mean like even to a constant, every day you're like feeling lonely.
No.
Because I don't want to lie to you, it's not something I experience.
No.
Is it something you experience or is something
I don't know. Like, seriously, I get so surprised when people say they're lonely.
Yeah.
And I suppose it boils back down to the self-love again. The self-love
most
thing
definitely
again.
I was going to say
that. And being a person and learning to enjoy your own company. Because for people to be excited or enjoy being around you, you need to excite yourself.
Yes.
So there is no way that we can spend time with you if you cannot be alone in a room. I mean, if waibora, and that's something that I want the women to think about.
I have a party by myself.
Exactly.
Dance by myself.
Just
turn up, play music,
dance,
enjoy,
dance, go crazy.
You know,
by myself, one man party.
I honestly say, I do feel that sometimes, but I soon just come to earth, come back to the ground, because I enjoy that space now because there's a lot of things that I can do and one can do. There's so much things that one can explore. You know, you can read, you can research, you can sleep, you can watch TV. You can do a lot of things. Enjoying your space.
You can look in the mirror and check if there's a new zip.
Hey, you know the mirror one, I have the bigger one that I talk to. That's my thing.
Exactly. Evaluate yourself, introspect.
Yeah.
It's your time. Yeah.
You know, what you're hearing here, it's not something overnight. You know, over the week I do Radio Veritas with my mirror. You know, it's something that I practice because I want to be the best. To become the best, you need to practice. So how can when you gonna find time to practice to become the best if when you don't have time for your own and then you feel loneliness? You need to. There's a lot of things that you need to find about yourself. Understand the powers that we have, the disadvantage that we have, and work on those things that are positive about you as a person.
Exactly.
So that you can able to understand that your weaknesses are this part, so you don't want people that will touch you there because you know. And you have to always show the strongest part of your life.
Not necessarily, though. I must say, I don't always agree with that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't show your weaker side, you are merely saying that you are perfect. And no one is perfect. And I also try and, okay, fine, I don't lay it out there. But once in a while when I'm down, I'm down.
That's my point.
That's how I feel.
But when you're down, you want to be with people that will always going to accommodate your situation, your weaknesses. But you won't going to go to the lions then, knowing very well that you're afraid of lions.
That's called self-love.
Yes. Self-love, it's yes.
You take care of yourself.
We all have those. You know? But you choose friends wisely. You choose your space wisely. You choose where to go, you know, who are associates. So there are people who can destroy you out there.
Toxic people.
Yeah, like Satan. So destroy. So you don't have to always show that we all have those. You know, side that we strength are sequel. So we don't have to always show. But once in a while you find yourself there in that corner. You know where devil wants you. That's why if you go to look devil, whatever devil.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
a joke
about whatever devil one day.
All right. SMS from Memoera. Good morning to you all. Mo studio and halala to all the women, especially Ois Moera, as it is her birthday today. Oh, Memoera, happy birthday
happy
to you.
Happy birthday.
And Pabi, keep up the good work. It doesn't say who is it from.
Thank you.
It doesn't say who is it from, but yeah. Thank you so much for the SMS. SMS line gift 41809, yes, and start with the prefix VERI, or you can simply call us on 011-452-7115 and have a chat with the lady.
Yes,
the lady,
call us, critique,
the lady,
feedback, suggestions, ideas, anything. Just call us. Tell us what you'd like to hear.
Okay. For
the month. But I must say, there's quite an interesting lineup for the month.
We sorted.
Yeah,
right?
we quite sorted.
We sorted.
So you must just stay there.
All right. 7:48. The station is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 medium wave, DSTV audio bouquet channel 870. www.radioveritas.co.za is where you can catch us on audio streaming. Do interact with us on social media, Facebook, Radio Veritas South Africa, go Facebook, right again, Twitter, follow us, the gram, you graduated to the gram, Instagram, at Radio Veritas, right again, more, it's again, got in Lee,
yeah,
or,
sure,
I'm going to fire,
He's blushing. I can't believe you. Just like a grown ass.
I didn't expect that.
7:49 Yeah. The madness still continues. Like I said, when we began the show, this Women's Month edition. It feels like it's going to be a long one. But yeah, Bobby's getting there.
Yeah, slowly. Yeah, one step at a time. I get
one step
no
at
pressure,
a time.
Pacing myself, running
so
my
no,
own
no,
race.
No more pressure.
I can say that, but
no,
no.
Now she's
found
on the first
my,
day. She's a diesel type engine.
I've found my grounding now, and I'm going to focus on that.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Right. I'm not going to be fazed by anything you say or do. My eyes are closed right now.
There's a call coming. There's a call coming.
Good morning.
Morning, my baby.
How's it, ma?
I'm okay, yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
You know whom you're speaking to?
Hey, I give me.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. Me Beatrice. I know this voice. I know this voice.
You must go for confessions.
Ah, no, Marakili Hupoze. I'm thinking. I get what it's orgy quite a matter right now.
Give me Beatrice.
Eh, what got Orlando? I get.
Oh,
I'm going to get out of Buzine. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the guy moved.
Return the guy, man.
Return Maligai.
Oh, return. He fell it.
Hey, we shot a
two-so fail.
We shot a man.
Two-so.
Two-so, okay, come sharp. I don't have a problem.
Problem.
I hope it's a late.
I had it today.
No, I was today. Hard,
okay. Yeah. I want to do a mom of it and late always. Come on.
Of it and late.
Poor Machele.
Oh, give him poor.
Machele. Anyway, they write.
We're
not right.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay, women's day.
Yes, sir. Cool guy.
Happy trade.
Yes, sir.
I want to know in casa.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Thank you, me enjoy it.
Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy the month.
We love you.
I love you too. That's why I call you always. That's only love that I need.
Thank you for the loyalty.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
7:52 on the station that brings you the good news and great music. Forward change. It is Radio Veritas 576 Medium Wave. DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. It's the T-Junction, tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. It's T-So Lee and Barbie doing it here between 7 and 9. And for the rest of the month, since it's Women's Month,
Barbie will be here gracing you guys with her presence, her beautiful presence.
There we go, there we go. It's like now 7 minutes before the top of the hour 8, and let's do a little something like this. Yeah.
Bear its own. He is the beginning.
are listening to Radio Veritas.
But it's a very powerful tune.
It's a minute past eight.
Hi.
Wait, mama.
What was that?
Wait, mama.
Wait.
And this is Venko featuring Sasa, Wait, Mama. Yo, and the lady who just dropped the CD.
Hashtag Wait, Mama.
Wait, Mama.
Hashtag Women's Month.
Hashtag Women's Month. Good morning, Nikita.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, and yourself?
I'm fantastic and awake.
Of course you are. Nikita, Papa.
You look away. Hey, Amara, I can go sebile.
This is your guest.
What are you going to sebile? With roving eyes, I got my eye on you. You're taking my seat.
All right.
Guys, as I promised, Nikita, our guest, is here, and I'm loving the energy. You should see us more studio. Homo na tikitukere. Nikki. I'll let you introduce yourself. Full intro, please.
Ooh, Mark, how long do we have? How long is this interview? Could do this an hour.
Look, you have an hour all to yourself.
No stress. So let's start from the beginning. My name is Ntumeleng Nikita Tsoketse Mathebula. I'll explain why all the names later. But known as Miss Nikki M. I am the owner of Plan to Party, wife to Ricardo Mathebula, and mother to Nina Nakanye. Yeah, I'm me. And when you introduced yourself, I said, how long do we have? I could do this forever. I work, I play, I cry, I smile. I don't know, I'm just an all-rounder woman, your everyday girl,
Listen to things. Listen to that. Superwoman in the house.
Superwoman in the making.
In the making.
In the making.
But I feel like you're already superwoman. Mm.
It depends on the day. Today I feel like superwoman.
You're a mom, you're a wife, you are employed. You employ, you've got your own business. I mean, come on. Hello. Who's got the time? Do you have like a 27-hour day whilst we have 24 hours?
No, I have 24 hours, but I think as I got older, I also realized why I have the energy I have. Because to live my life, you kind of need to run like I run.
Mm.
So, yeah, just a full lot of energy, 24 hours. Sleep is for when I'm dead.
Listen, for a very long time.
So don't get me wrong, I do take time to rest, but I think in a normal week, 4 hours is enough. I'm rather living life.
4 hours?
Yeah.
I should get
8 because it's healthier, but I've got things to do and things to get done, hey? So I'm doing what I need to do now so I can do what I want to do later, like sleep and be on holiday in Zanzibar for 8 months.
Wouldn't we all love that?
Definitely.
But you've got so much energy. What drives you?
Yo, everything. Hey, I think life in general. I think life is an experience and it's something to be enjoyed. Sorry, I speak with my hands. So I don't know. Everything drives me. I've got different motivations. Being me drives me. Family drives me. Ambition drives me. That's
purpose
such a loaded,
drives.
Yeah, like a such a loaded question. Everything drives me because if you're looking for motivation in life, you can always find it.
Mm.
And I think more than anything else, I drive myself.
Which is important.
Yeah, you talk about being lonely and how we need to motivate ourselves and do all those beautiful things, but I just think it all starts from within.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The light that's inside of you.
Yes, and then some of us just let it shine 24/7, 365.
Wow. Over bold over. And it, by the way, before you got here, I was told rumor, I'm not gonna mention names, but I was told beauty with brains is a rare find. But I have to actually dispute that because right now I'm looking at a beautiful woman and it seems like she has a brain, more than a brain.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that just made my day and made it getting up early worth it.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
I do that to most people because I talk a lot, hey? So I would leave you speechless.
I think I'm also partly speechless.
I was saying off air, telling Nikita, you should be on radio with all that energy and her voice.
She has that
raspy voice.
The raw voice.
Yo, now.
To everybody listening, I think that was a job offer, right? So I accept. Thank you very much. No problem, but I'll be here next week. I will be back, and I'm kidding. Thank you so much. It is on the bucket list, as I said earlier. This is definitely something I'd love to do. I sent Pabi a couple of things in terms of my profile and what I'm about, and my biggest thing is just sharing it. The gifts we have in life are to be shared. Unfortunately, I can't sing. If I could, Beyonce would have a problem. I'm an okay-ish dancer. I don't have many physical talents, but I can talk, hey? I can talk and I
can
talk.
Go on and on.
So then radio seems natural.
Yeah.
And you are yourself, so...
But what else can you be? I actually had a friend who SMS me on the way. I said, be yourself. I'm like, Mara, guys, what else could
who
I...
Who else?
Have you met me?
Who
what
else?
What else could I possibly be?
And I mean, everybody wants to be
else.
You.
No, I hope not.
And if you were not you, you would want to be you, right?
Yes. I say that shyfully. Yes, I would, actually.
So where did it all begin?
Which part?
Where's Nikita from?
Yo, Kingwana Gauteng, hey, born and bred in Jersey, Kempton Park, born and bred. I come from a Zulu Swati mother and a Sotho father, so I'm a Zutu. But my mother is Zulu Swati, but my dad is Sotho. So yeah, like a combination, ne? And like part Afrikaans work, and I speak English and Umphalo and Francais. So yeah, I'm one of those people as serious for her. I grew up in Kempton, went to Edlin. I'm a JP girl.
Okay.
Got JP.
Yeah, you behave like a JP girl.
Honey, they try to turn me to a lady. There are lady parts, but I'm not a full lady yet. But yeah, JP girl. And then try to do the varsity thing. Didn't really work out for me. Mm-hmm. My poor mother was like, she was devastated. And then I just decided, you know, I'd just be honest and start having honest conversations with my parents. And then I asked them to, like, I can't do this. I feel like I'm wasting my time. It's just too much theory. Can I get my hands dirty? So my mother said, what we all dread, then go to work.
What were you studying, go varsity before you?
BCom financial management.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so as young kids, I think when I know our parents, Shane, work so hard to try and give us the best, and then they push us to do what we are good at, not necessarily what we love to do. So I'm kind of, believe it or not, pretty good in like your accountings and maths. I didn't like those subjects, but they loved me, so I was kind of good at it. So I kind of went that route until I realized I just couldn't do this. I was so miserable. Like, you know, when you're in a room and you're clever, but you're just so sad.
Yeah. A room full of people.
Yeah. So then I went to work. I started working at Standard Bank, and the rest is history, I think. And going to work early, you kind of grow as you're in the corporate space, which is not always very kind, because they very quickly want to mold you into something. You know, so you need to look right and sound right and act right. But the problem with me is I can only do that for a certain period of time, then the real me comes out every time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she'll pop out of nowhere. Hey, I'll be like at church and like, singing, reading the Bible, and all of a sudden pop up be like, yo. So it's one of those problems. But yeah, I mean, I kind of went onto the journey, met my hubby, got married, had the kids, and I thought I was really, really happy. Till I realized I actually wasn't. I had almost everything that you could think of, but something was still missing. You know, like I had a profession, like I had a job, and had a family, but there has to be more to life. And then I was like, no, there has to be more. So I did a whole exercise of just figuring out what I actually liked. Because I didn't have the time. Because I didn't go to varsity. I didn't have the time to just sit and just think about what I want in life and how I wanted. Always had influences, whether it was the job or the parents or something else. And then I realized that I'm the middlesome busybody in my amongst my friends. I do all the organizing. I do everything. Like, I will clean your closet if you want and put it in color coordination. It's something I do. I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then somebody said, just why not just start a company? Like, I have a party planning company. And life's a party. I love parties. So I was like, let's go to a party every weekend. I'll actually start working there, and I started planning to party late last. Well, it's been around since 2007, but I officially registered a proper company last year. And we've been operating for a year now.
Whoa.
You can't talk.
You're thinking, oh, Mzombuza, and then you forget because there's so much more.
And every time my question pops up on my mind, I will really answer that question. So we just continue.
Okay, listen, I have an hour, so yes. We'll make this my hour. No, I'm just kidding.
So
no,
when you're winding down, what kind of music do you listen to?
Everything. Yeah,
that's time for leave when you.
Okay, I'm a big hip hop girl. Like, I am big on hip hop. I'm like those 90s kids when we were all about that hip hop. But I also happen to be the soppiest R&B old school. Blackstone, give it to me.
He's
sweet. That my heart is just cheese on a Sunday. But I generally listen to anything and everything, hey? Like, I'm kind of those people, I like things I don't know, because you can't really say that. You can't say you don't like rock. Maybe you're not the right kind of rock. So I'm that girl, you like, come and you play, like, okay, I'll listen. And then, like,
yeah, that sounds good to the ear, no?
Agreed.
Wow, Nikita. Whoa. No.
Now, the song we just played, you said it's from production company.
My hubby.
What's the hubby's production?
Entertainment, shout out. Yes, that is Vanco featuring Sasa. It is a stunning song that was written actually for Mother's Day and Women's Month. And you know, the nicest thing is to see the generation of men we have now are not afraid now to just be softer in life. You know, imagine like a house guy writing a song about his mom and his love of the female form and the strength they have. And I gravitate towards that. So I love sound, but I'm a lyric girl. Like, I listen to lyrics, even in the hardest of songs. So we could have the best beat, but I'm like that girl, listen to the vocals on some, that's a love song.
Why you're an artist at heart.
No, I just married to an artist, so it kind of rubs off, ne? Throws roses.
Great PR for the company.
Thank you very much.
You make a great PR. So
Habi, are you listening? They say great PR. You
great,
can pay me now.
Great,
yeah. Wow. So I don't know if we're due for a song now or continue.
Do you want us to break?
I think we need to take a break. I'm sweating.
No, let's give the guys a break.
Catch a breath.
Energy levels are on something else.
Yo, I'm high.
I can't even remember what song I was gonna play next.
But you need to. They're still listening at home. It's still Radio Veritas. The show is called Chin Junction. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Yes, 870 on DSTV, audio bouquet, and 576 on medium wave. We're still live on www.radioveritas.co.za. SMS line is 41809, or the studio line is 011-452-7115. If you have anything that you want to say to the ladies, ask anything, inspiration,
call us.
We are live and interactive at Facebook page, Radio Veritas South Africa, and then on Twitter it's at Radio Veritas SA. It's Radio Veritas.
At Radio Veritas SA.
The pressure's on you now.
Yes, no, it's not a pressure. You know, we are taking pressure. You know, just tackling the pressure. In Instagram, Baba, it's at Radio Veritas, right?
That's right. That's right. Let me just quick send a shout out to Megeti Chalati. Gegs and Chalati says, this when the crew of Veritas, good morning all to you. So good morning to you, Gegeti. Thank you.
Good morning.
13 minutes after 8, the station, of course, is Radio Veritas, and she said she loves. You said, can you dance?
It's about to go down. Do you have like a video? Is this space clear the way I'm coming?
It's about to go down. It's about to go down. Let's go now. 13 minutes after 8.
name is Paige.
Hey, my name is Poetic Justice.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Black Faith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lerato.
Hello, my name is Bunjoyi. We are Digging Thoughts, and you're listening to...
Radio. Radio Veritas.
Original.
want nobody's body taking me.
I say again.
All I want is somebody to hold on to.
The day. Welcome back. Ooh. If you've just joined us, welcome. The station is Radio Veritas. The show is the T Junction. Guys, over to you. The rest.
Tremendous trials and tribulations. We are here every Saturday morning between 7 and 9. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave, DSTV, Audio Bouquet, Channel 870, and also on streaming audio www.radioveritas.co.za. Emoji Facebook, Radio Veritas South Africa, Twitter handle at Radio Veritas SA, and we've just moved to the gram, baby. We moved to the gram. Instagram at Radio Veritas. There we go. It's Tiso Mosuewu with
Bobby Tweu. Mm-hmm.
Lee, the voice of Africa.
And
yo,
the
lady
there. And the future Miss Nikki M. Nikki.
There's a lot into it.
We were dancing. How could I practice it when we were dancing? There was that gyrization here.
And before that, we had who's this lady? Notende Madumo, Lilulo Cafe. I wanna love you. Yes, and that's how
just
we do it, right?
Yeah, yes.
On the T Junction. Now, Miss Nikki M.
Yes, Papa.
You mentioned something of all the things we will in like a minute, 1,000 words. You mentioned you wake up and pray as well.
Yes, I do.
So you're a spiritual person.
Extremely.
Prayer warrior.
Yeah, no, I think all women have to be. We are the cornerstones of our households. Mm-hmm. So, you know, men pray, but not like we do. You know, men pray in underground, like our morning.
How important is prayer and spirituality in your life?
It's everything. So I think you need to believe in something, you know, and there's always when trials come or problems come your way and, you know, you don't have necessarily the strength to get through. Mm. You need to be able to call on someone. And, you know, people of the flesh, your families, your friends, they love you, but sometimes they'll let you down. You know, they might not be available on the day when you're going through it. So you almost need to channel somebody who's always there, no matter what, always at the same ear, always will respond. And as a woman, I listen to my intuition, and it's one of the biggest things to me.
And that's how God speaks to us, eh?
Agreed.
Through intuition.
Yes. And through friends as well. So I'm a big circle. I'm a big prayer. I have a circle of friends who pray with me. We pray everything. Mm. We let those friends go out and party and then break out into full church service. Because I just feel like you need to be able to do with everything with the ones you love, including your partner. So I wake up every morning without fail. I pray. My favorite place to pray is actually in traffic, as I drive as well. It distracts me, because otherwise you get all angry with the people around you and the taxis acting like fools. And sometimes the music is not enough. No offense, taxis, I love you.
That's something else.
Trafficking. Because remember, prayer is not kneeling always.
Yeah, I know.
So me, I have a chat with my man upstairs. Mm-hmm. Hey, my father.
All the time, everywhere, at any point.
It's always like, it feels more casual, because I'm not like, I find it difficult and so formal. You know, so then it's a discussion. Like, we can talk about, hey, we went through this last week, and thank you so much, and this is coming up, even driving here. I was listening to you guys, but that's
a prayer should be. Because it's a relationship with your father. It's a relationship that you build with your father. Yes. It's not something that you put time on it. You put, you know, this time I have to kneel down. This time I have to close the room. Anyway, it's a relationship. You know why there are radio stations? To ease you off to the stresses of the traffic. So whenever you choose to pray, and so that's so very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, while you're pushing, not what you just chilling. There you see these ones. You see now the Magazas.
Having a tough day, bless him and his soul today. He's going to need it. And there's times that I'm like, Jesus, that saved your life. He saved you today. You could have been in a car accident with me. I could have come out and gone crazy, like the Tembisa Twister. But today, so Tembisa is my guy. Yeah, Tembisa just is our thing.
Yeah.
I tell us about the CEO. I don't know if it's a project or it's a work in progress or a program you're working on.
Okay, Pabi, I thought you're trying to keep me quiet and talking as much. You're starting again. Yeah, so Personally, I have found my three P's of life. So I have a profession. I said I work at a bank. I have a passion. I'm a party planner. But I also have a purpose. And it's something I learned just over time. So I think, you know, if you cover all those aspects of life, you should find happiness and just feeling yourself. So I've worked on the profession, 13 years plus in there. I've worked on the passion. I've got my company. I do my events. But now it's time for that purpose, because I think I'm bigger than this. Like, you can't have this kind of energy and be this kind of woman and then be contained to just where I am. So I'm obsessed with the youth and women. Like, I don't think you understand. I've got a younger sister. She's 20.
Okay.
And I've seen what she has gone through in life, just in general, you know, the depressions that come up, the peer pressures. And I just wanted to get actively involved, because I just find the youth don't believe. Like, they just feel very hopeless, and they look for external factors to make them feel better, be it drugs, sex, alcohol. And there has to be something else. So we grew up in that faith. You know, we grew up in that world where your mom went to church, you prayed. Now it's a choice. You know, you can try and cultivate them, but they're choosing not to do it. So I'm just trying to get them back to saying, you know, maybe let's just, it has to come from within, so let's cultivate that within. So I've got a concept of CEOs, which is conscious, empowered ones. I just want them... Yeah, I want them to be consciously empowered ones.
So you got that.
Yes, I want to build the future CEOs. And I'm not talking financially, money, chief executive officers. I just want youth who are conscious, aware of themselves, who are empowering themselves, and they just are. You know, they're authentically being themselves and finding and channeling themselves the right way and believing in the power of self. I am a big believer of power of self, but that comes with your faith. So I believe that I am a product of a loving God who made me the way I am for a purpose, and I just want to share that. But everything I need to be who I am, I was born with. So I came this way. Like, I've tried to change it, I've tried to do different things. Then I realized it's not actually about that thing. I just changed the things I focus on. So instead of changing me to fit the situation, I've just changed my situation. And I tell people, I'm a lot, guys. I am like the temperature tester. I'm a lot. But what I've learned is, the right people will love you, and they will take it the way you are. They won't try to change you. They won't tell me to be calmer. They won't tell me to be quiet. They won't tell me to stop talking with my hands. But they'll just let you be you. So it's like telling the youth, know you, get to know yourself, you know, get comfortable with yourself, including your demons, guys, because we all come with them. So, you know, get to know them, play with them, so when they come in, they don't shock you, because it's the shock value of the things we try to hide or the trials and tribulations. So, you know, show all sides of you, as flawed as they might be, and then have faith that there will be people along the way that will not be able to accept it, and it's okay. But if you're like me, in your late 20s, you'll meet people who love you. I have
and
the most amazing circle of
friends. They stay. Those ones stay.
They do, but like they've seen me at my ugliest. Like, they weren't there when I was still cool and trendy and hot. And they came when I was mama of two, wives struggling, trying to do the job, you know, and at my worst point. And those guys have stayed, and they've been my leaning powers. I've got the most amazing circle of friends. And yeah, they my everything. So between friends and family, I'm good.
Such a field of knowledge. How young is this lead? How young are you?
We spoke about this, and don't do this to me again.
I love
I was born on the 18th of July, so last month was my birth month, and this year I celebrated the 10th anniversary of my 21st.
Yeah,
because I'm forever young, Shem.
Of your 21st.
Yes.
We have to calculate that.
Well, I hope Matt is
some of us have to think about that.
The 10th anniversary of your 21st.
Yeah, so this year was the 10th anniversary of my 21st.
So that makes you 31.
Yes, it does. I'm 85, a baby.
So much wisdom.
Hey guys, wisdom is not age, it's life experiences. Things will happen to you and you will learn. And actually, I think most of my wisdom is stolen from my friends. So I love to talk, as you guys know. And the biggest thing of being a talker and know it all that I am is you need to learn to listen to people.
And I think that's the most crucial skill in life, because I mean, if you don't listen to others, there's not much that you learn, and you're not enough.
No one is.
You're just not enough to learn. There's just so much to learn. You are enough as a person for you. You have all that you need to be a person, but there's so much to learn, and there's so much that you need to draw from people, you know?
So yeah, so that's my thing. Is like, I love talking to different people, because I think they give you a different perspective in life. Because you know, we sit in our ways, and sometimes you just need to expand and exposure. So the whole CEO concept is exposing young ones to getting to know themselves and other things in life. Because the difference between being a success is your context. So if a child is sitting somewhere and they cannot imagine being on an airplane, do you understand how unattainable that dream is? All you need to do is get them onto YouTube, Facebook, so they understand and almost you know, can feel what it's like to be on an airplane, then it makes it that much easier and closer for you to get. You know, you know what I mean? Like, for me to sit with Oprah right now is there. But thanks to Instagram, Facebook, yes, watching her posts and stuff, I'm like, right, if Oprah came, I would be ready.
Exactly.
Like, we could do this. Oprah, call me. Yes. Yeah, it's just things like that. So I'm all about, I say, get to know yourself, love yourself, play with yourself. And then once you know who you are, open your mind to be exposed to different things. But being exposed doesn't mean you have to consume them. You know, so what it means is just being open to ideas, but still understanding what your personal preference, ideas, and values are. So the best thing is to sit in a room and listen to people talk about something that I necessarily could disagree completely with, but I'll still listen. So I don't walk away. I'm not this person who says, you're talking about something that I'm not comfortable with, or
you,
I don't believe
in. You don't believe in it.
I don't have to relate to it to hear it.
Open-minded.
Agreed.
There you go.
But open-minded in a contained way, because some open-mindedness will take you other places, which is why I say you have to have a preference. You have to have something you stand in, preference, something you'll fight for. So I'm a people pleaser. So I will, if we go to Elokshini, I'm there, Ostayami, I fit in. You want to take me to the Saxon, I'm there in my heels. But what I've learned is I do have a preference. So I will accommodate anyone and I'll do many things, but I do know what I want in life and what I will and will not take. So that's all you need.
So now, tell us about purpose. What led to you finding your purpose? Because I know it takes quite a bit of time to actually find the real reason why you are here and what makes you Nikita, you know. So please just take us through that.
So I found my purpose through sheer rejection. And not rejection of anybody else, but life, the life I had built. So, you know, as it is, I wasn't necessarily myself or authentic. Like, I was trying so much to change the things about me that made me me. And living a life out of that, and it all came tumbling down quite badly. And I was just left exposed. You know, when you can't hide anymore, you know, there's one thing lying to yourself, and there's another when you can't even hide it from the outside world anymore. And I had that experience after having my son. And it was heartbreaking. My entire world fell apart. And I think I couldn't hide, so I didn't try to. And what was amazing was to watch the people who were around me then. The ones I thought would leave and run didn't. The ones I thought would stay didn't. And then I realized, you know, that was great for me. And then I started thinking, how could I do this for others? Because everybody feels so alone in the world. Nothing is more powerful than me too. Like, have you ever said to somebody and they're going through a hard time and they say, this has just recently happened to me. And then somebody just says, oh, I went through that too. And
you'll be fine.
You find comfort. And it's horrible to get comforted in such terrible things, but that's just one of the things it is. So I just went and looked at what I am and what I have, because I can't be all bad. You know what I mean? Like, God does not create things that are all bad. Yes, I have some traits and some things I'm not proud of, but I can't be all bad. So I went and looked at that and said, what do I have that's all good and what can I offer back? And yeah, and believe it, the thing about your purpose is around you, you just don't see it. So if you actually
it's
just sit
there,
still,
staring at you.
It is. You just don't, you can't see it, but others will see it within you. And I've got, as it is, my friends, my family, people rallied around and started playing back the things I've been saying over the years and the things I've been doing. And all of a sudden when I saw it and I laid it down, I was like, oh, look, I love children and I love the youth and I'm truly passionate about this. I'm never too tired for it. I'm never too tired to do it. Like, even when the body doesn't allow, my mind is on. You can call me at 2 in the morning and be like, tell me about this, your future CEOs. I will get up and I will go. Yeah, so it was great.
It's 8:38. The station is Radio Veritas. We are live on 576 on Medium Wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. The show is The T-Junction, tremendously thriving through trials and tribulations. We are celebrating Women's Month, and we are celebrating this day. In particular, we're celebrating Miss Nikki M.
Oh,
powerful woman.
Nikki
M.
Thank you.
So, Nikita, you are the true epitome of the phrase, tragedy leads to blessings.
Yes.
Tragedy leads
to
blessings.
So, in your worst moment, you found yourself.
Yes, in the bottom of my tears and heartbreak and on the bottom of my bedroom floor, something spoke. And I think you'll learn the lessons you need to learn. I will keep repeating until you learn them. And after that, guys, my life has just been blessed. Like, and I'm not saying I don't have problems and daily trials and tribulations. I just don't take things the same. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, what was such a big deal a couple of years ago, to me it's like, okay, I'm hurting. But I'll get through it. Like, you know you'll get through it. And that's all I want the youth to have is to just persevere. Don't give up, guys. Like, we can do this. And anything is possible, believe it or not. All these cliches are true. It's so sad, yeah. But they're so true.
011-452-7115. You can call in and show Nikita
some love, guys.
Yes, please do.
She's so inspiring.
Come on. You need to call in.
She's full of knowledge, the energy, her energy levels are on fleek mode. It's 20 minutes before the top of the hour. You are still listening to the T Junction on Radio Veritas 576 Medium Wave. Babi?
Oh, yes. Nikita, with regards to everything that you've just said, just to add on, I don't know if it's allowed from the host.
Yes, you are. It's women's month.
The producer can tell me that. Oh, anyway, I'm still a woman. You know, you've said so much that I've forgotten that I'm a woman.
Yes, you are. Phenomenally so.
And I'm here to inspire as well. So basically, what I've gathered from this, seeing that we don't have callers, so my feedback from what you've just told us, and it's also from a personal experience as well, is that sometimes life, the universe, God, gets you to your lowest point for you to be able to get the message about who you are and what drives you and what your purpose is. It happens like that mainly because when life happens, we're so busy. Mm. Busy trying to make plans that we forget that you need to sit. Take a chill pill, be still, listen, you know, to what your true purpose is. And at that very low moment, it's where you have no choice but to just be still and listen. And it's at that point that if you are listening carefully, you hear what is being said to you. And it's then that the your purpose is unleashed.
That's so true. Such powerful words. My
We have a call.
Oh, yes. Exciting. Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well and you?
Not it. No, she does have callers.
Oh, thank
hi,
you.
Opa.
How are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thanks, and how are you?
Always be that my one friend, she knows.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
and what she just spoken of, and then we spoke about it about 3 months back, she definitely passionate about life, and she definitely has a purpose. One of the sweetest, kindest person you can ever come across in life.
Wow.
Worth living around.
You can see her face right now.
Yeah, I know. This man's trying to work on my emotions.
By the way.
Yes, speaking to Opa Mnisi, one of my closest and oldest dearest friends. This is my confidant and my wisdom. As I said, my wisdom is not just from women, but also from men. I said Opa is actually bound to a wheelchair, but the most phenomenal man.
Wow.
Nothing stands in his way. Mm. This man camps, climbs mountains. And I said, these are the people in my life. Mm. Like, how can you not be great when you're surrounded by this? Mm. You know what I mean? And love you, Opa. Yeah. Thank you, babe.
Thank you. Man. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much.
8:43, the station is Radio Veritas. We are found on 576 on Medium Wave, DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 870, www.radioveritas.co.za. We are celebrating Women's Month right here on the T-Junction, and today we have this phenomenal super woman.
Nikita,
aka Miss Nikki M. So, Othola Lagai, social media pages for people to
follow, tag,
So yes, as I said, I like things including social media. So on all social medias, I'm Miss Nikki M. That's on Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook it's Nikita Tsotetse Mathebula. You can find me there. But more importantly, we are also for Plan to Party on all social media as well. So it's www.plantoparty.co.za. On Facebook it's Plan to Party Stylists. On Instagram it's plan_2_party, and then on Twitter it's Plan to Party ZA. So yes, I'm open to new friends. Please call me. Follow me,
call.
Use me for your business. Invite me to your life. Thank you very much.
You are invited to mine, and it feels like you're gonna be in it to stay.
Thank you. Yes, I am one of those. You can't get rid of me easily, hey? So be careful what you sign up for.
We've got another caller. Wow, Nikki. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh my, okay, my team is up, guys. Good morning.
I don't like waking up in the morning, but I had to get up for this.
Hello, Mbals. How are you, my angel?
Good.
I'm great, thank you. Don't worry, I also got up. These people do not know I'm not a morning person. They had me here. They don't know my personality kicks in at 10.
On a Saturday. No. I'm making money on that Saturday.
Thank you, but it's fine. I'm here before 10 and I'm awake. So thanks a lot, guys. And thank you, everybody, for getting up and listening. This is also a member of my tribe. This is one of my young ones.
Wow.
So I said, I've got different groups of friends. I've got like the older ones and the wisdom. And then I've got like Mbali, who is my turn up queen.
Oh,
I'm okay, telling bye. Young ones, this is how we roll. I tell you, she celebrated the 10th anniversary of my 21st by throwing me a surprise party. So these are my, this is why I am the way I am. These are the people in it. Excuse me.
Hi, Mara.
Quiet.
Bali, anything you want to say?
I just wanted to say, Nikki, you're a wonderful person, and I wish you all the best, my friend, in all your endeavors. I know you are going to kick ass, like, with everything else that you do. The one thing she didn't tell you guys is that her one meditation spot is a fabulous, fabulous closet.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you sit in that closet and
fabulous closet.
Things happen, the mind works, or in my bedroom, and we solve world problems in there. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. And, friend, I love you tons, you know.
You should see her face.
They're killing me. I'm not prepared for love.
Finally quiet.
Thank you so much, Mbali. I love you too.
Thank you for calling in, Mbali.
Thanks, Bals.
Have a fabulous month.
It's 8:46.
I'm so inspired.
You are in awe.
I'm speechless.
Actually, it's the first time I see you speechless.
I'm speechless. You know what? You won't get an issue. It says to me, God, you are a very powerful God.
Yes.
You know, Guti, the space you currently find yourself that you're in now, it's a space that I'm at now. I understand. The things that I spoke about and the woman spoke about each and every day of my life, going out there to these children and speak life to these children about purpose and identity and finding yourself. You know, there's something that comes in one day. You know, why do you... You know, it's like, I'm so speechless. So I would like to invite you before these kids will write the final exam in one of the schools that I'm involved with. You know, just come and speak
to me. I'll be there. Oh, my goodness. So thank you. That would
be
such a privilege. No, thank you so much. I'd love nothing more. Yes, two jobs in one day. We're not fucking the radio.
Got yourself a friend as well. So.
No, and thanks so much, Papi. Thank you for the opportunity as well. I think it's so rare in our lifetime to have women who just support each other. And that's like the past generation didn't, but ours is doing it so much more in an open way. You know, like we support in secret. Like, we're not literally to, I love you, girl. Oh, you're amazing. But never if the opportunity came to give you the platform to actually openly declare it, does it happen. So thank you. Thank you so much. I'm having a jaw of a time. Time is flying. I have no idea how we got here. And just, and definitely, I would say, anybody want me to speak to schools, you want to tap into my brain, hey, you want to get some of this energy, please, guys, I'm open to anything, especially if it's helping others.
Most definitely. The more important thing is it's go out there and outsource people who are, say, they are alive and they are women, you know, to these children, young girls, which, this is a woman. Now, she does go through trials and tribulations, but
before we even let you go, before we even close off the show, you didn't talk Handlegaga. What is Plan to Party?
So Plan to Party is an events company that we've got. So what we do is we still do strongly specialize in very intimate get-togethers, your baby showers, your smaller parties. But God has been so great that He will force you out of your comfort zone of intimate small parties and put you into the bigger spaces. So it's a full event solution. I tell people all the time, we turn events into experiences, one party at a time. So you can imagine this energy being channeled in the right way into an event. That's what it says. I channel my energy, otherwise it'll go everywhere. So yeah, that's what we do. We do anything and everything. Nothing is beyond or below us. But I think the biggest thing about that, I said, that is my passion. And more than seeing the beauty that you end up with, it's just being invited into people's homes to share in such beautiful moments. You know, a child's christening, a child's birthday party, guys, it is quite a privilege to be part of something like that. They don't know you, you're a stranger, you come in, then they pay you to make memories with them. And that, every event, guys, every time, it's just that face, either on the child or the mom, which is kind of why I do it. So yeah, we are out there, we will come through, and it's been an absolute blessing. I said, it's one of my P's, because I said, I want to be an all-rounder. You can't do one thing, you know, as a person, you have to be holistic. And I'm like, I'm going to do it all, guys. I'm going to try, by all means, to do it all. Not all the time, But everything gets done at its own time.
Why not? Ukomni. Ukomni. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki.
No, thank you. Thank guys you, Nikita. For having me. And hopefully you'll have me back one day.
Of course. Definitely.
Okay, cool. Great.
Definitely. All that energy. You need that such energy, especially on a Saturday morning.
Ish, we must talk about this morning story, man. Ish. Did you not hear that? Don't do early mornings anymore. But yeah, I know, definitely.
But it's passion, isn't it?
It will wake you up every day. Yeah. It'll wake you up before the alarm even dies.
Oh, all right. Guys, you cool?
I'm cool. I just want to say I'm inspired. I don't know about the women at home, the listeners, but I certainly am inspired and empowered. And I just want to say thank you to Nikita for taking time out from her busy schedule to be with us. It really means a lot.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. You look like you're becoming our future CEOs as well. So thank you so much. We love CEOs. The more we have, the better. And yeah, let's just spread the love and pass it on.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us this morning. Thank you so much. Definitely, I know.
It's again, I'm holding you to this podcast, guys. I'm going to keep playing it over. Like you said, I'm coming back when? But, you know, thank you so much. And everybody have a fantastic Saturday.
There we go. There we go. 8:50, 8:50, 10 minutes before the top of the hour, do something like this.
My name is Phuthima Hanyele, and it's wonderful to be here at Radio Veritas, the good news for a change, and to see also the incredible work that is being done by Radio Veritas to sow the seed of God and making sure that we can have a better day as we move on forward.
Just for the last time.
Good morning, everybody. Unfortunately, it's almost that time. We are 3 minutes into close-up time. Welcome if you've just joined us. And thank you so much for listening this morning.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Hi, guys. You're putting me under pressure.
You know, she's stuck again.
I feel like I'm chemo testing. You know? And speaking is my thing, but I'm so uncomfortable.
3 minutes to close the show, but it's still countable, Bobby.
Come on now.
Boys, don't gang up on her. That's not nice.
Okay. Let's just leave the show like this and just go home then.
They're like, okay.
I mean, how
comfortable can I be with that?
But they must be careful with the pressure.
You have your 2 minutes audition, so you can close the show for us.
Should I close the show? Oh my goodness, on the spot. Okay, this interview is real, guys. It keeps going on. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope you all have a fantastic Saturday, and can we see you again next week?
Yes, it was.
No, that's all I've got. I was all going to say something about pressure, but now you said I must close the show, so I can't talk after.
Radio Veritas, good morning.
Dumela. Ke me Chabalala mo mofolo. Ra tole boganiki. O tshware jalo o se go sentsa. Ba tsile le le nna ke tlo o mema, o tlo motivator. Di thakatselekana le wena, le rona ntse re le bomme. Ke lebogela mme wa gago. Thumbs up.
Thank you. Okay, Mama, thank you so much. Oh, and shout out to my mother, guys. Awesome.
Hello,
Mama.
Thanks,
Mashi.
Sweet and short. There you go.
It's going now.
It's 8:59. I know. Siyavala. Kingling. Thank you so much. You are back, King.
No, I'm not back, guys. I promise you, I'm not back. After today, these guys are not allowing me to be myself.
No, my friend, you are coming back. We'll just mute the boys.
I'm not back, guys. I'm being serious.
Nikita will take your position back.
No, it's fine.
Either or. We are an end statement.
Yeah. I will be not here next week than me.
Oh.
Actually, I think we're going to party poop.
You see? Stay at home. And listen home.
We must end this on a nice note.
On a serious note, it's been great, guys. It was lovely being here. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, be the love you want. That's my closing line.
Be the love you want. Wow, that's very deep.
All the best to the all high schools. So wait till just them. Good luck to all exam. LWE, I'm out.
I've already closed. I'm saying nothing.
Oh.
Everybody who loves me, my parents, my mom, my crew, my village, my beautiful children, Nino and Agani, and to my amazing husband, Ricardo. I love everybody.
There we are.
Yeah, can I just say one more thing? Thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you for your support. Family, lovers, friends. Thanks.
Thank you. And to each and every one of you out there,
Have a beautiful weekend. Stay blessed. It's goodbye and God bless.
God bless. Bye. Bye.